Morning. Again, I want to thank you both for myself and my wife for the privilege we've had of being with you this weekend.
再一次为我和我太太能够和在这里我们所深深感到的招待和荣幸，我来感谢大家。
You have been such a wonderful congregation, and we have fallen in love with all of you.
这是一个很棒的会众，我们真正的已经深深的爱上了你们。
And this is a gift from God.
这是神给我们的礼物。
And we rejoice that we're not going to have fellowship just here on earth. We'll all be together in heaven too.
我们很高兴，我们不只是在这里有这样美好的团契，将来在天上我们也一同的欢庆。
We'll have lots of opportunity to talk to each other.To sing together and to worship together.
那时候我们有很多的机会，一起的交谈，一起的交通，一起的来敬拜神。
I'm so glad we have young people here this morning.
很高兴今天有很多年轻人在我们当中。
A great worship service. Thank you so much.
刚才的敬拜诗歌非常的棒，谢谢谢谢。
You know, one thing that is different about this CCIC from other CCICs.
那这个 CCIC 跟其他 CCIC 不一样的地方。
You know how to sing.
我们知道怎么样唱诗歌。
Many times in some of our CCIC churches, the only people that sing are those that are on the platform.
有的时候在有些 CCIC 的这个敬拜里面，那个单单唱的就是在台上的人。
And the people there in the audience, they don't sing very much.
但是在台下的人好像不怎么唱。
Sometimes they're afraid that they don't know how to sing.
有时候他们担心他们不知道该怎么唱。
Well, I don't know how to sing, but you heard me last night.
我也不太会唱，但是你们昨天晚上已经领教过了。
And see, you all laughed. See, you all laughed when I said this. Because my singing isn't very good.
谦虚的话我就不翻了。
Yeah, 不必翻译。We've been talking about discipleship.
我们一直在讲做主的门徒。
A disciple is one who follows his master.
一个门徒是那一位跟从他主人的。
He's one that pays attention to him, he watches him, he listens to him, and he tries to walk in his footsteps.
他非常的留意听他的老师他的主人，然后紧紧地跟随他的足迹。
And for some of us, this is going to be a lifetime undertaking.
那对我们来说，这可以说是一生的功课。
It's not just something that we do once and then we've got it made.
不是说我们做一次就成了。
It's our whole lifetime commitment to it.
而是我们一生的委身。
And so this morning, I want to talk about the priorities.Of the Lord Jesus.
So, 今天早上我们特别来看看我们主耶稣所看重的。
But before I begin, let me ask you a question.
但是在开始前，我来问大家一个问题。
What are the three or four most important things in your life?
在你生命中有哪三四样东西是最重要的？
Think about it.
好好想一想。
The three or four most important things in your life.
三四样最重要的东西，在你的生命当中。
That was a survey taken among college students.
那当初有在大学生当中做了一个调查。
And this was the most common answer that was given to that question.
那当时最常见的一个回答是这样的。
Number one.
第一。
Money.
钱。
Number two,
第二
job,
工作
Number three,
第三
friends,
朋友
And then they wanted to know, why did you ask that question?
然后他们也在问说为什么问这个问题
If those are your most important priorities, are they receiving all the care, all the attention,And all the priority that you can give them.
如果那几样东西是你生命中最重要的，你有没有给予他们足够的关注、时间以及优先次序呢？
If they are important in your life, do you give them the time that they deserve?
如果这些东西真的是你生命中那么重要的，你有在他们身上花够多的时间吗？
You know, it happens also to be true that many young people attending college change their major several times.
我们也知道很多上大学的年轻人在上学的过程中会改他们的专业或者主科。
They're not sure about what they really want.
因为他们不确切知道他们到底要什么。
It has been said that there are two major beginnings in the life of every single person.
曾经有人说过，对于每个人来讲，生命中有两个最最重要的起点。
And especially is this true among people who have left an impact on their generation.
特别那些对后世有产生很深影响的人。
The first day is the day that they were born.
那第一个起点，第一个重要的起点是他们出生的那一天。
And the second most important day is when they discovered what their purpose in life was really all about.
那么第二个最重要的起点就是当他们真正发现他们这一生的目标和目的是什么。
To live life without a purpose is a life that is wasted.
如果一生中没有目的、没有目标、没有意义，那这个一生就浪费了。
Several times in the New Testament, Jesus uses a special word.
好几次在新约里面，耶稣用了一个非常重要的词。
He says, "I must."
他说，我必须。
And when he uses that word,
当他用这个词的时候，
he does not only speak from a deep conviction inside his life,
他不只是从他的内心发出的一个强烈的感受，
but he also talks from a real compulsion to do something.
而是他真的是有一个强烈的意愿要做一件事情。
I must do something.
我必须做一件事。
Now,This I must of Jesus had nothing to do with his own personal desires.
但这个必须不是他自己个人的意愿。
Let me remind you when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我提醒大家，还记得在哥西马尼园里吗？
Before he faced the cross.
在他上十字架之前。
What did he do?
他做什么了？
He prayed.
他祷告了。
Was he afraid?
他当时害怕吗？
Of course.
当然。
Anyone facing a cruel death on the cross can never say, "Oh, I'm looking forward to that."
任何一个面对残酷死刑的人，不可能说啊，我真的是期待这个的到来。
You and I would have been feared as we face this terrible torture.
当面对这样残酷的折磨的时候，你和我也会很惧怕的。
What did Jesus pray?
那耶稣是怎么祷告的？
My Father, if it's possible.Do not let this cup be taken from me.
哦，我父啊，若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
But not as I will, but as you will.
然而不要照我的意思，只是要照你的意思。
It's a strange prayer, isn't it?
这是一个很奇怪的祷告，不是吗？
Jesus didn't say, "Lord, somehow work it out so that I don't have to do this."
耶稣没有祷告说，主啊，你让这个你来解决这个问题，我所以不用去上十字架。
I think I would have prayed, Lord, you are so powerful, deliver me.
我会说，主啊，你那么有能力，就让我解脱吧。
Save me.
救了我吧。
But Jesus prayed not as I will, but as you desire.
但是耶稣祷告说，不是照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
NotWhat I want to hope, what I want to do with my life, but Lord, whatever you want, that is what I want.
不是我所渴望的，我想要的，而是你要我做什么，这才是我要的。
You see, for Jesus, his whole life had to do with obedience.
所以对耶稣来讲，他的一生都是顺服的一生。
You know, the Germans are great in making long words.
你知道德国人是很善于制造很长的单词。
And often we use sentences to use, but Germans put it all in one long word.
在英文里或中文里，我们用句子，但是德国人可以放在一个词里面。
And the Germans have a good word for all this.
那这个呢？德文有一句有一个词。
And it's called Glaubensgehorsam.
We also use silence.
讲不出来。Glaubensgehorsam means it's the obedience that springs from faith.
这个词的意思就是说从信心产生出的顺服。
And it also means that if I have real faith, it is going to be demonstrated by obedience.
换句话说如果我真正有信心的话会在我的顺服中显示出来。
So when Jesus said, not my will be done,This came from a perfect submission that he had to the will of God for his life.
所以耶稣说这不是按照我的意思而是以他完全的顺服来遵照神的意思。
And so this then became to him a very holy, I must do something.
所以对他来讲这是一个非常神圣的我必须做。
Jesus knew why he was born into this world.
耶稣知道他为什么来到这个世界。
And there was a very clear conviction that he knew what he had to do.
而且他清楚地知道他要做什么。
Do you know why you were born?
你知道你为什么来到这个世上吗?
Do you know why you're going to have a conviction in your life that will determine what you're going to do with it?
你知道你为什么你生命中要有一个非常强烈的信念以至于你知道怎么样活出你的一生吗?
I want to share with you from four passages of scripture.
我来给大家分享四段经文
Two from the Gospel of Luke and two from the Gospel of John
两句来自于路加福音两句来自于约翰福音
And in each one of these Jesus uses this word I must
而在每段经文里面我们都看到耶稣用了我必须这个词
And I trust that God will speak to your hearts this morning as you listenTo what that I must was in Jesus' life.
而且我相信，当我们今天听耶稣在讲他的我必须的时候，神也要对我们说话。
Because if we want to be disciples of Christ, if we want to follow Him, then we must follow also the example He has given to us.
因为如果我们要想做主的门徒，我们也必须遵照主给我们设立的榜样。
And if whatever was His priority, those things have to become our priorities as well.
所以，如果是主耶稣所看重的，也必须是我们所看重的。
Lord, we pray that this morning You will take Your word.And apply it to our hearts.
主啊，我们祷告今天早上我们要领受你的话语，而且应用到我们的生活当中。
Lord, I know that while I am speaking, the Holy Spirit also will speak.
主啊，我祷告当我说的时候，圣灵也会在说话。
And I pray, Lord, that each of us might listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我也祷告我们每一个人都来聆听圣灵的声音。
And then give us a willingness to be obedient.
而且给我们意愿来顺服你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Number one, Jesus followed the priorities of his life.
首先耶稣是遵照他自己生命中的优先次序。
Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Verse 49 and 50.
第四十九节第五十节。
Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? And they did not understand what he was saying to them.
耶稣说为什么找我呢岂不知我应当或我必须在我父的家里吗他所说的这话他们不明白。
Jesus was totally aware of his mission in life.
耶稣完完全全知道他生命中的使命。
You remember the story.
你们也记得那个故事。
As a 12-year-old, he had accompanied his parents to Jerusalem.
12岁的时候，他跟着父母去了耶路撒冷。
It was in a company of many relatives, and they were celebrating the feast of Passover.
当时也有很多的亲属家人一起去过逾越节。
And after the feast was over, they were all on their way home.
节期过后他们一起回家
And as they were traveling the parents began to miss Joseph in the company of all of the relatives and families
所以回去的时候他们就发现在所有的这些人中找不到耶稣了
And so they returned back to the city of Jerusalem and searched for him
所以他们跑回到耶路撒冷去找他
And after 3 days they found Jesus in the temple
结果3天之后他们在 圣殿里找到耶稣。
He was sitting with Jewish leaders and teachers.
他当时就和那些犹太人的领袖和老师教师坐在一起。
And he was involved in a deep discussion with them about the things of God.
所以他们一起在讨论国的神的事。
And his mother asked him, "Son, why did you do this to us?"
所以他的母亲就问他，孩子，你为什么这样对我们？
And Jesus very innocently replies.
所以耶稣就很单纯的回答说
，He says, "Why were you looking for me?"
为什么找我呢
？Did you not know that I must be about? It must be in my Father's house.
你难道不知道我必须在我父的家里吗
？Or another translation puts it, "I had to be engaged in my Father's business."
或者另一个翻译说，岂不知我必须以我父的事为念吗
？Jesus was talking far more than just being in a building in the temple.
所以耶稣讲的不只是在一个建筑里面，在一个圣殿里面。
He was talking about the task that God had asked him to fulfill on earth.
他是讲说神所给他的一个事工，他必须在这世上完成的。
And what was that task that had been given to Jesus?
那么这个事工，这件事是什么呢？
We read about that in John 17.
那我们是在约翰福音十七章里面读到的。
Turn to that in your Bibles if you have them.
我们一起翻开约翰福音第十七章。
Verse 4,
第四节。
I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
Now look at verse 6.
然后再看到第六节。
I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world.They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word.
你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名写明与他们。他们本来是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。
This was the mission of Jesus.
这是耶稣的使命。
This was the purpose for which he had come to earth.
这是他来到世上的目的。
To seek and to save those that were lost.
去寻找并拯救那些失丧的人。
But it was to reveal to them the living and true God.
而且把这又真又神的活显现给他们。
Both to what he did and also as he showed himself totally obedient to his father.
就是他所做的以及他对神的这种完全的顺服。
Jesus never wavered from this priority in his life.
这个最重要的优先次序耶稣从来没有偏离过。
He knew what his task was.
他知道他的责任他的工作是什么。
And he knew what he had come to do.
他也知道他为什么来。
And see, this conviction, this holy must,accompanied him all the years that he was ministering.
而这个信念，这个我必须做，一直贯穿到他在世上的事工。
And it reached its climax right there in the Garden of Gethsemane.
而在科西马园里达到了一个高潮。
When he said, "This is what I came to do."
当他说这是我为什么来。
I must do it.
我必须要做。
I must be.In my father's house, I must be here to conduct the father's business to fulfill his will.
我必须要在我父的家中，我必须要以父的事为念，来完成他的事工。
He knew what his purpose was.
他知道他的目的是什么。
Do you know yours?
你知道你的吗？
Do you really know yours?
你真的知道吗？
That's what this is all about.
这是最根本的问题。
When I was in Brazil quite a few years ago,
当好些年前我在巴西的时候
I heard about a young girl.
听说到有这样一个年轻的女孩。
She came to enroll in a Bible school.
她来到一个圣经学校报名。
She said God had called her to be a missionary.
她说神呼召她来做一名宣教士。
But there was a little problem.
但是这里面有点点小问题。
This young girl was illiterate.
这个年轻女孩是个文盲。
She could neither read nor write.
她不能读也不能写。
But she had a strong conviction that God had called her to be a missionary.
但是她有一个非常坚强的信念，知道说神呼召她去做宣教士。
And they didn't know what to do with her in that Bible school.
所以这个圣经学校也不知道该怎么办。
But because she had such a conviction, they finally says, "All right, come on in."
但她的信念是如此的坚定，他们最后说，好吧，你来吧。
And they enrolled her in some special classes.
然后他们就让她去上一些特别的班级。
And they taught her to read and to write.
教她读和写。
And in a few years, this girl was so smart.That she was able to graduate from high school.
所以几年之后，这个女孩很聪明，她就已经能够高中毕业了。
And again, she said, "I'm going to be a missionary."
然后她再次说，我要去做宣教士。
I know I must be a missionary.
她说，我必须要做，要成为一个宣教士。
And they said, "No, you're not ready yet."
然后他们就说，哦，你还没有准备好。
She had finished.Her high school, then they said, "You better go to Bible school."
那她当时已经完成了高中的水平了，他们就说你最好还是要去圣经学校。
So she went to Bible school.
所以她去了圣经学校。
When she finished that, she said, "I am called to be a missionary. I must go."
然后完成这个圣经学校，她又说我必须要去，我必须要做宣教士。
But they were still very skeptical about this young girl.
但是他们还是深表怀疑。
To be a missionary.To leave Brazil for some other country, that's not going to be easy.
他们说要成为这个宣教士，而且离开巴西，这个真的不容易。
They said you need some practice.
他们说你需要一些练习，一些操练。
So they sent her into the interior of Brazil to a very difficult place.
所以他们把她差派到这个巴西内陆一些很困难的地方。
There were no churches there.
那边是没有教会的。
They said, "Why don't you start right there?"
然后他们就说，要不你从那里开始吧。
They thought that would probably teach her.
他们说这个也许会给她一个教训。
But she went about starting to witness.
但她就去开始做见证了。
And she started winning people to the Lord Jesus.
而且赢得很多人来归向耶稣。
And pretty soon they started a church.
所以很快的，他们就建立起了一个教会。
And after 2 years, they called a pastor.
然后两年之后，他们就称他为牧师。
And this girl went back again and said, "Now am I ready to go to the mission field?"
这个女孩子回来以后就对他们说，我现在应该是准备好去宣教工厂了。
See, there was this compelling force in her.
所以她心中一直有这样一个强烈的催逼。
And they finally said, "All right, you're ready to go."
他们最后说，是的，好吧，你算是准备好了。
She went to Europe.
她就去了欧洲。
And in Europe, she picked a country that probably was the most difficult place at the time.
结果去了欧洲呢，她还选了一个当时可以说最传福音最困难的地方。
It was Albania.
叫做一个叫做阿尔巴尼亚的国家。
Yeah, Albania is, if you know your map, it's kind of on the other side of Italy, right there in the area where Yugoslavia, some of those countries used to be.
所以这个阿尔巴尼亚就是基本上在欧洲南部，靠近意大利南斯拉夫那一带。
It had been a country where there were no Christians. The Christian faith had been banned by the communists.
那个在那个国家里，是因为是一个共产主义国家，其实基督教是完全被禁止的。
It was a totally atheistic country.
一个完全无神论的国家。
No one was allowed to have any contact with any Christians.
没有人被允许可以和基督徒接触的。
So what did she do?
所以她。怎么做的呢？
She started to learn the language.
她就开始学当地的语言。
And then she started to witness.
然后她开始为主做见证。
One day she was leaving the place where she was staying to catch a bus to go somewhere else.
有一天她坐巴士去另外一个地方。
And she accidentally had left her Bible on the table in her room.
然后她无意中把她的圣经留在家里了。
And as she was ready to step on that bus, the maid came running out carrying this Bible.
所以当她准备要上巴士的时候，她的女佣就捧着这个圣经跑过来了。
And she said, "You have left this behind."
她说你把这个落在家里了。
So this girl went back to the room with the maid.
所以这个女孩她就跟她的女佣回到她的家中。
And the Holy Spirit started to speak to her heart.
而在这个途中，这个圣灵就对这个女孩心里说话了。
He said, "Talk to this maid."
他说跟这个女佣说话。
And she said, "How can I talk to her? It's forbidden."
他说我怎么可以跟她随便交谈呢？这个是不被允许的。
How can I do it? There are people waiting for me on the bus.
而且那些有人在那边等着我呢。
How can I do it?
我怎么能做呢？
But the Spirit of God continued to press on her. Talk to her.
所以这个圣灵一直在催逼她说，跟她说。
And she turned to this maid. She said, "Do you know anything about God?"
这个女孩就对问这个女佣了，有关神，你知道吗
？The maid replied, "No, I don't."
她说我一点也不知道。
But she said, "This morning I said to myself."
但是今天早上。我对我自己说
If there really is a God,
如果真的有一位神
then he must also be able to reveal himself to me.
那他一定会有办法彰显给我看
Then she turned to this Brazilian girl and she said, "Can you tell me about God?"
所以他就转向这个巴西女孩说，你能不能跟我讲讲神？
And she led her to Christ.
所以这个巴逊女孩就带着这个女佣信了耶稣。
In 1991,
1991年的时候
the Iron Curtain fell and Albania was freed from the communists.
冷战结束了，这个阿尔巴尼亚的这个共产政府也垮掉了。
After 50 years of communism, it was a free country.
所以经过五十年的这个共产政府的这个控制，现在它是一个自由的国家。
And God opened the doors for the gospel to go into Albania.
所以神就打开门，让福音进入到阿尔巴尼亚。
The new president of Albania became a Christian.
这个新的阿尔巴尼亚的总统也成为了基督徒。
And he opened the door for missionaries to enter the country.
所以他也就让。宣教士进入了阿尔巴尼亚。
And this young Brazilian girl recruited some other young Brazilian friends, and they went to Albania again.
所以这个巴西女孩她就找到了很多其他的巴西的宣教士一起进入到这个国家。
She already had a head start on everybody else coming in. She knew the language.
因为她已经在这方面领先很多人了，因为她知道当地的语言。
And they were entering right immediately into service.
所以他们立刻的就可以开始当地的这个事工。
Why do I tell you this story?
为什么我给你们讲这个故事呢？
Because this girl had the same kind of compulsion and conviction of what her task was.
因为她这个女孩，因着她有这样的事工，她也有同样的这种。信念和催逼。
She knew her mission in life.
她知道她生命中的使命。
And despite many obstacles that were put in her way, she was obedient to God.
虽然有很多的障碍和阻挠，但她还是顺服神的旨意。
She followed the priorities that God had given to her.
神给她的优先次序，她都严格的去遵守了。
You know, every time I think of that story,
每一次我想到这个故事的时候
I say, you know, I wish there would be 1,000 more like her.
我就渴望说有1,000个像她这样的人。
What God can do when our hearts are fully committed to Him.
当我们的心全心委身于他的时候
Jesus,
神可以大大的使用我们。
Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business.
耶稣说我必须要顾念我父的事。
Let's know what God's purpose is for our life.
让我们知道神在我们生命中的意义、目的是什么。
And let's do it.
让我们就去做。
The second passage is from Luke chapter 9.
然后第二段经文是从路加福音第九章里。
As long as it is day, we must do the work of Him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
对不起，是约翰福音第九章，九章四节。趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
Christ knew the urgency of his mission.
耶稣也知道他事工的紧迫性。
He knew that it was there was a time limit.
他知道时间是有限的。
He was aware of the shortness of time.
他也知道时间是短暂的。
Jesus only had 3 years to do his work and accomplish his task.
当时耶稣只有三年的时间来完成他的事工。
And nevertheless, when he was hanging on the cross,
但当他在挂在十字架的时候
，which he carried the sins of the whole world，
承担着全世界的罪
，of the whole human race， everything was placed on him。
对整个人类的所有的负担都在他的身上。
He seemingly was forgotten by God。
表面上他好像被神忘记了。
His disciples had all fled。
他的门徒们也都跑光了。
But you know what his words were on the cross?
但你知道他在十字架上说了什么吗？
It's finished.
成了。
I have accomplished the mission for which God sent me into the world.
我已经完成了神差我到世上来的使命。
He had 3 years.
他有三年。
And yet throughout these 3 years there was this urgency. We must do this work. The night is coming. There's a time limit.
而在整这个三年中他一直有这个紧迫感我们必须做那是有一个时间的限制
And the night is coming when no one can work
而当黑夜将到的时候就没有人能做工了
A few weeks ago I was in Chicago
那几个星期前我在芝加哥
You know it's interesting when you fly from San Jose to Chicago the flights always leave very early
我注意到好像从San Jose 飞往芝加哥的班机总是早上很早。
Yeah, I think the flight leaves at 6 o'clock or something, and you have to be there at the airport at 5. It's some crazy hours.
对，所以早上六点钟的航班，你五点钟就得赶到机场。
I was staying with a friend, but I was how easy to ask him to take me to the airport.
我当时是住在一个朋友家里，but I didn't want to bother him.
So I said I called. Very good.Maybe you should preach in Chinese. I mean, in English. So I called an Uber.
所以我就叫了 Uber.
Uber is very good, isn't it? The only problem was he couldn't quite find my place.
但这个 Uber 司机呢就找不到我住的地方。
And I was checking my watch, and finally he called me and he said, "Where are you?"
说一直我在看我的手表，就问他说你到哪里了。
So anyway, he came and I hopped in the car. I sat in the front seat next to him.
所以最后他终于来了，我就跳进这个他的车里。
And I turned to him.
我就对他说。
Because I felt God was saying something to me that I didn't really want to do.
因为那时候我觉得神就在催逼我做一件我不太想做的事。
You know, at 5 o'clock, you don't want to talk much to people.
因为早上五点钟你不太想跟别人说话的。
But the Lord said to me, talk to him.
但主就催逼我说跟他说。
And when the Lord says talk to him, I know it's always about talking about Jesus.
当然当神催逼我说跟人说话的时候当然是讲有关耶稣的事。
But I just did not feel like I wanted to do that.
但我当时真的不想
But the Holy Spirit says talk to him.
但是主一直在催着我说跟他说。
So I turned to him.
所以我最后就转向他了。
And I said to him, are you ready to die?
我就问他说你准备好死了吗？
I don't know what he thought.
我不知道他当时脑子里会想什么。
Maybe he looked and see what I had in my hands.
也许他会看到我手上有什么。
He said, "Why did you ask?"
你为什么这样问呢
？Anyway, that started a conversation.
所以这个就是我们怎么样开始我们的谈话的。
For the rest of our trip to the airport.
一直到飞机场。
We are going to die one of these days.
我们有一天会死的。
All of us.
所有的人。
There's no exception.
没有例外。
And the other problem is we don't know when it's going to be.
但还有一个问题就是我们不知道我们什么时候会死。
I was at the funeral service of a dear Chinese brother.
有一个最近我在一个亲爱的这个华人弟兄的这个葬礼上。
He suddenly passed away. He was 70 years old.
他七十岁的时候突然就去世了。
He had just found Jesus as his Savior.
在那之前他还刚刚信主了。
And then he was gone.
然后他就过世了。
Nobody can predict when we're going to die.
没有人能够预料说我们哪一天去离开这个世界。
I was speaking at a CCIC church in San Jose, and I stopped for breakfast early in the morning at Caro's restaurant.
有一次在去 CCIC San Jose 的路上，我去一个餐馆吃早餐。
And when I was paying my bill, I saw on the cashier's desk a picture.
那我付钱的时候，我就看见在柜台上有一张照片。
It was a picture of a lady.And it said there was a funeral announcement with it.
是一个女士的照片啊，她下面有一句话说她有一个葬礼。
So I asked the manager. I said, "What's this all about?"
所以我就问柜台上的人说这个是怎么一回事。
He said, "Oh, this lady had been a waitress here in this restaurant."
她就说哦，这个女人是我们这个餐馆的一个女招待员。
And she died very suddenly a few days ago.
那她几天前就突然去世了。
She had just taken an order from a customer.
她那时候正好在点餐的时候，客人点餐的时候。
When she fell to the floor with a brain aneurysm.
她就突然就倒在地上，因为她脑子里有个病。
Instant death.
当场死亡。
Jesus said, "As long as it is day, you can work, but the night is coming when no one can work."
So, Jesus said, 趁着白日我们必须做工，因为黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
I remember a speech that was made by Nikita Khrushchev.
我还记得赫鲁晓夫曾经说的一段话。
You remember who he was?
知道他，记得他是谁吗？
Young people, do you know who Khrushchev was?
年轻人们，你们知道谁是赫鲁晓夫吗？
Never heard of him. Tennis player? No, he was a tennis player.
不，他不是一个网球手，不是一个网球手。
Now he was the president of the Soviet Union.
他是前苏联的领导人。
He made this speech.
他曾经说过这样一段话。
This was a long time ago, before you're born, so no wonder you don't know it. It's 1960 he made that speech.
在1960年他说了这段话。
He was 66 years old when he made it.
他当时是66岁。
He said, "Our life is short."
他说我们的生命是短暂的。
But he says, "I hope to live long enough to see the red banner flying over this whole planet."
但是我期望能活到那一天，看见这红色的旗帜漂亮在世界各地。
Still not true, is it?
还没有达到。
But this man, he might have had the wrong vision, but he had a vision.
他有一个远见的，虽然这是一个很错误的事项。
There was a sense of urgency, he says, "We will work until we get there."
所以他实际上是有一个紧迫感的，他说我们一直要往这方面努力。
There was an urgency in what he said.
在他的话语中有一种紧迫感的。
Do you have an urgency in your life?
但在你的生命中，你有这种紧迫感吗？
What is it that makes you jump out of bed in the morning and say, "I know what I'm doing"?
每天早上什么东西促使你跳下床说，我今天准备好了？
I don't know what it is for you.
我不知道这个东西是什么。
I know what my mission is.
但是我知道我的使命是什么。
And how grateful I'm to God this morning for the ministry that He has given to me.
而且每天早上我为他所给我的事工，我感到感恩。
What are the eternal consequences if we do not fulfill our mission?
如果我们不完成神给我们的使命，我们这个永生的后果是什么呢？
Christ knew the urgency of the task.
所以基督他是知道他事工的紧迫感。
And he said, "I must accomplish this task."
而且他说我必须完成这事工。
Before the time runs out.
在时间到了之前。
Young people, you will not live forever.
年轻人们，你们也不能永远活着的。
You never know when the end is going to come.
你不知道哪一天就结束了。
Heard about this high school kid football player collapsed on the field and died.
我也听过这一个高中生的这个橄榄球选手在球场上就突然倒闭了。
I don't think Chinese. I think Chinese are smart enough not to play a lot of football.
我猜想华人聪明点就没有玩很多橄榄球足球。
But you can also collapse playing the violin and the piano.
但是你弹钢琴拉小提琴的时候说不定也会突然倒闭。
Number three.
第三点。
Christ cared for the whole world.
基督他是心怀普世。
John chapter 10 verse 16.
约翰福音第十章第十六节。
I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd.
我另外有羊不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
Christ was aware of the needs of the whole world.
基督他知道全世界的需要。
He talked about other sheep, others than the Jewish people.
他讲到另外有羊，就是在这个犹太人之外的羊。
And they also needed to be cared for.
他们也是要被看顾的。
And Jesus says, I must also bring them in.
所以我也要把，耶稣说我要把这些羊带到圈里来。
Because God loves the whole world.
因为神爱全世界。
You know, that was the problem with the prophet Jonah.
这个就是约拿的问题。
He was a Jewish nationalist.
他是一个犹太民族主义者。
He said, Jehovah is a God for the Jews.
他说耶和华是犹太人的神。
He's not somebody else's God.
他不是别人的神。
And when God said to him, I want you to go to Nineveh.
所以当神叫他去尼尼微的时候，
cruel people there.
那些是很残酷的人。
People that were violating God's laws all the time.
他们也常常违背神的诫命。
And God said, I want you to go and bear witness of me there.
但是神说你要去那个地方给我做见证。
Jonah absolutely refused.
约拿就拒绝了。
He said, the gospel is for us only, not for them.
他说福音是给我们犹太人的，不是给其他民族的。
And he ran the other way.
所以他就往反方向跑。
He got on a boat and went the other direction.
所以他就跳上一张床，一张。He's not going to sleep, all right. 他就跳上一张船，往另一个方向跑。
You said it. No. Oh, he's a good friend. But you know, God has a plan and God will work his plan.
但是神是有个计划的，神是会让他的计划成就的。
And so they threw Jonah overboard.
所以就把约拿扔出这个船外。
And he had the submarine ride with that whale.
然后他就进了这个大鱼，就好像潜水艇一样。
And finally he went to that city.
他最后去到了尼尼微。
And there was a great revival.
而且引起了一场非常大的复兴。
God wanted to get the message to Jonah. I love the Jews, but I love the rest of the world too.
所以神想对约拿说，我爱犹太人，但我也爱世界上其他的民族。
And Jesus, of course, repeated that great commission again just before his ascension.
当然在耶稣升天之前，他又重复地讲到他的大使命。
But you will receive power after the Holy Spirit comes on you.
当圣灵降临的时候，你们就会得到能力。
And you will be my witnesses.
你就要做我的见证。
It says, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth.
在耶路撒冷，在犹太全地，在撒玛利亚，直到地极。
See, the English translation is a little bit better than the Chinese.
我觉得这个英文的翻译啊，比中文的这个和合本要好一些。
Because we have a little conjunction in English called and.
因为在英文这个译本里面，它有一个介词，就是和或者以及。
It says, "You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth.
对，他是说你要在耶路撒冷以及犹太全地以及撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Yeah. And many people say, "Oh, it's either here or it's there."
那很多人以为说，哦，要么在这里，要么在那里。
Jesus didn't say that.
耶稣没有这样说。
He said, "We are to care for the whole world."
耶稣说，我们要心怀全世界。
And at first, that young church only stayed in Jerusalem.
那个早期的年轻的教会一开始是只在耶路撒冷的。
Remember on the first day, 3,000 found Christ.
记得那五旬节的第一天有3,000人归主。
And pretty soon, thousands more were added.
那很多的更多更上千的人加入他们。
Oh, that early Christian church had a wonderful time.
所以可以说早期的教会有了非常棒的时间时刻。
They believed in the three F's.
他们相信三个 F。
Food, fun, and fellowship.
一起吃，一起玩，一起团契。
Isn't that true?
是这样吗？
You know, it's interesting. Here's another observation about CCIC churches.
啊，这，我要来看看我们的 CCIC.
And they're all alike.
啊，其实几个 CCIC 教会都挺像的。
When you start the service, very few people there.
啊，当你这个聚会开始的时候，人是很少的。
Then they slowly start coming in after the third song.
然后大概第三首歌的时候，他们就开始进来了。
But if you have a potluck at church,
但是如果大家一起聚餐的话
，people are there an hour early.
人们提前一个小时就可以到。
And the parking lot is full.
然后停车场也停满了。
Food is important.
所以食物对我们来说很重要。
The Bible talks a lot about food.
圣经也讲了很多吃的呀。
Did you realize that? There's a lot of food.
圣经你说的好多好多有关吃的。
And God knows that a lot of Chinese are going to be there, so there's a lot of banquets in heaven.
所以神也知道有很多华人要去到天堂，那里有很多的宴席的。
The problem was that the church was just witnessing in Jerusalem.
但重要的这个你的问题在于什么呢？他们只是在耶路撒冷做见证。
And then God allowed a persecution to come in.
所以神就允许逼迫来了。
And then he says, get out there. And so they went to Judea. Then they went to Samaria.
所以就说你们就用这种形式让他们就出去了。所以他们去到犹太全地，去到撒玛利亚。
And eventually, the gospel started to spread to other countries around them.
那直到后来福音就传遍了各国。
You know, I sincerely believe that this is the hour for the Chinese church to become involved in world evangelism.
我真心的相信现在就是华人教会参与普世宣教的时刻。
And where do the missionaries come from?
那这些宣教是从哪里来呢？
They come right here from our midst.
就从我们当中。
I firmly believe that.
我坚定地相信这一点。
There are places today where no white person can go into.
今天有些地区白人是没办法去的。
But where Chinese are welcome.
但是华人、中国人是受欢迎的。
You know, I would love to be back in China.
你知道我很期望自己能够回到中国。
I'd love to go back there and minister.
我真的期望能够回去在那里服侍。
But that's not possible.
但现在不太可能了。
It's not right.
也不对。
Because that task belongs to the Chinese church.
因为这个事工属于华人教会、中国教会了。
And the church in China is continuing to grow despite persecution.
而中国的教会虽然面对逼迫，却不断的在成长。
I'll never forget what I heard when I was in Shenyang a few years ago.
所以在几年前，在沈阳，我听到了我。难以忘怀的一件事。
When I asked the pastor, "What is the secret to your growth as a church?"
我当时就问沈阳的这位牧师，他说：“你们教会成长的秘密在哪里
？”From 225 people that met the first Sunday to over 22,000 about 15 years later.
从第一次聚会的225人，一直到几年之后的22,000人。
He said very quickly, three reasons.
他说很快就说有三个原因。
The first reason is this is the work of the Holy Spirit. No man can do this.
他说第一，这是圣灵的工作，没有人能做到这一点。
Second reason.
第二个原因。
Persecution.
逼迫。
He said, never stop praying for China that the persecution will stop.
不要为中国祷告，以致说把这个逼迫拿去。
He said, it will cause us to grow more.
因为逼迫迫使我们成长。
And the third reason.
那么第三个原因。
He said, we are not an American church, we are a Chinese church.
他说我们不是一个美国教会，我们是一个中国教会。
We have never met American missionaries.
我们从来没有遇到过美国宣教士。
We have only heard Chinese.
我们只听到中文的信息。
This is not a foreign religion, it's our religion.
这不是一个来自于外国的宗教，这是属于我们的信仰。
What a great testimony.
这是一个非常棒的见证。
And I believe this is the hour for which God is raising up the Chinese church.
我相信这时刻神就要在我中国人当中兴起宣教士。
When we came back from Africa nearly 30 years ago,
将近三十年前我们从非洲回来的时候，
I had an encounter with Brother Joseph Wong.
当时我就遇见 黄长老。
I had no idea what God had in mind for us.
我当时不知道神要我们下一步做什么。
In the 40 years before that, we had been in Taiwan, we had been in Brazil, we had been in Europe, we had been in Africa serving the Lord.
之前的四十年，我们在台湾，我们在巴西，在南非，在欧洲来服侍神。
And God called us very specifically to come back to America.
当时神就很清楚地叫我们回到北美。
I did not know what he had in mind.
我也不知道神当时有什么计划。
And through Brother Joseph, we were reconnecting with CCIC.
但是通过黄长老，我们和 CCIC 就连接上了。
And as I was thinking and praying, what this ministry would look like.
当我在想啊，在祷告啊，这个事工会是什么样子的时候。
I remember one night not being able to go to sleep.
我还记得有一天晚上，我根本睡不着。
And God laid a burden on my heart and saying. Chinese are to become the missionaries of this century.
当时神就给我心中有很重的一个负担，说中国人要成为当今宣教的一股力量。
And I started praying that God would allow me in my remaining years to help raise up Chinese missionaries.
所以我就求神帮助我在我的余生来帮助中国的宣教士成长起来。
You know, we like to put numbers to what we want to accomplish and see happen.
你知道我们设目标的时候很喜欢用一些数字。
And so I said,
所以我就说
I'm going to think of a real difficult number of what I'm going to ask God for.
我要想一个有挑战性一点的这个数字来求神。
I'm going to pray for 1,000 Chinese missionaries to be raised up. 1,000.
他说我要求一千个这个中国的宣教士。
And I prayed that.
然后我就这样祷告了。
And immediately my spirit was rebuked.
但是我的灵却被责备了。
And I felt God saying to me, "How big do you think I am?"
我就感觉到神在对我说，你觉得我到底有多大
？Why didn't you pray for something big?
你为什么不？为一个更大的数字来祷告。
I said, 1,000 is already huge.
我当时说一千是个不小的数字啊。
But as I kept praying, the Lord said, pray for 10,000.
然后我继续的祷告，神就说为一万中国的宣教士来祷告。
Now it's been very thrilling to see how even from CCIC people have gone out to the mission field.
所以当我们看到就是从 CCIC 也有人出去宣教。我心中是非常的兴奋。
I'm excited every time somebody like that says, God has given me a burden and I'm going to go.
所以每一次有人告诉我说神给我一个负担被差遣出去，我都是我非常的激动。
Countless short-term ministries that CCIC has had both in the Midwest and sending people overseas to different countries.
所以看到很多我们各种各样的宣教事工，包括短宣去美中去世界各地。
and for people that have actually gone to move to those countries.
还有一些人甚至已经举家去到国外，去到那里宣教。
But I believe we are just seeing the beginning of that.
而我相信我们只是看见一个开始。
Because I believe China is going to be the greatest missionary force that God is raising up that can evangelize the world.
因为我相信中国教会将是神所兴起的一个最大的宣教力量，以至于让福音传遍地极。
The burden is still there.
这个负担还在那里。
And every single hour there are countless Chinese that are dying who have never heard the gospel.
但是每一个小时都有无数的中国人在还没有听到福音之前就离开了这个世界。
And there are thousands of others in other countries of the world.
那更不要说还有成千上亿在其他的国家的没有听到福音。
Christ loved the world.
但是基督爱世人。
And then we come to the last point.
然后我们来到最后一点。
Christ calls us as individuals.
基督呼召我们每一个个人。
Luke chapter 19, verse 5.
我们开到使徒行传第十九路加福音第十九章。
When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus.Come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
路加福音十九章
五节，
耶稣对第五节，耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”
Christ was aware of the importance of the individual.
基督也看到，也意识到每个人的重要性。
A huge crowd had come to see him enter the city of Jericho.
当他来到耶利哥的时候，有很多的人来看他。
They had heard about Jesus before. Now, by the thousands, they turned out to welcome him.
他们都听说到耶稣了，所以这时候他们成千上百的人来看他。
But there was a little man, a short man, who also wanted to see Jesus.
但当时有这样一个人，个子矮一些，他也想要见耶稣。
But he couldn't see him because the people in front of him were blocking his view.
但是他看不见，因为在他前面的人挡住了他的视线。
So he ran ahead of the crowd and he climbed up on a tree.
所以他跑到人群前面，爬到一棵树上。
So he could see Jesus.
所以他从那里他可以看见耶稣。
And when Jesus came in,
那当耶稣进城的时候，
his eyes did not fall on the multitudes.
他的眼睛不是只看着这大群人。
His eyes focused on that one little man on the tree.
他却看见树上那小小的人。
And he looked up and he said to him,
他抬头对他说，
Zacchaeus, come down quickly.
撒该，快下来。
I must stay at your house today.
今天我必须住在你家里。
You know, it's easy to hide ourselves in a multitude of people.
实际上我们很容易躲在人群当中。
Sometimes I'm afraid that a lot of people attend large churches because they can get lost in the crowd.
有时候我在想，是不是有些人喜欢去大教会也是能够很容易地躲在人群当中。
And this makes us anonymous Christians.
这就让我们成为那些匿名的基督徒。
But Jesus is interested in caring for each individual person.
但是耶稣他也关心我们每一个人。
Yes, he loves the fellowship of believers.
他喜欢我们有很好的团契。
But Jesus sees beyond that he can look at each individual heart.
而超越这个团契，他也能看见每个人和他们的内心。
They were singled out for personal attention.
所以他们被耶稣特别来关注到。
And Jesus said, "I must stay at your house."
耶稣说，我必须要住在你的家里。
I have some business to discuss with you.
有些事我要跟你来谈。
And that's what he did.
所以他就去了。
We've been talking about the mission of Christ.
我们一直在已经在今天在讲这耶稣的使命。
He had a sense of priorities.
他知道他的优先次序。
He had a sense of urgency.
他也有这紧迫感。
He cared for the whole world.
他也心怀普世。
And now we need to make application to our own lives.
我们现在就要应用到我们每个人自己的生命当中。
And it's exactly here where Jesus enters the home of Zacchaeus and he says, I must talk to you about these things.
对，就像在这里，当耶稣一定要去撒都加尼的时候，撒该加尼的时候，他说我要跟你说一些话。
And this is what Jesus wants to do with us.
这也是耶稣想要跟我们做的事情。
Yes, there is a message for the church.
是的，对整个教会有一个使命，有一个信息。
We are the church.
我们就是这教会。
And God speaks to us as individuals.
而耶稣也对我们每个人说话。
And that's why it's important that we as individuals listen to the voice of God.
这也就是为什么每个人都要聆听神的话语。
Come down quickly, he said to Zacchaeus.
他说撒该快下来。
I must stay at your house today.
今天我必须要住在你家里。
I need to talk with you today.
我今天就要跟你说。
There's something in your life that needs to change.
有些事情在你的生命中必须要改变。
I have a purpose for you to fulfill.
我给你有一个目的要成就。
You might ask, what is that purpose?
你也许会有人说，那个目的到底是什么？
What does he want from me?
他要我做什么？
Is he going to call me to be a missionary?
会要我去做个宣教士吗？
I don't know the answer to these questions.
我不知道这个具体的每一个的答案。
But I know who has the answer.
但我知道谁有这个答案。
Jesus has the answer.
耶稣有这个答案。
And it is our responsibility to listen to what he tells us.
而是我们的责任来聆听他对我们说的话。
And if you respond like that, little Zacchaeus responded.
如果你能够像这个撒该这样子来回应主耶稣的呼召的话，
then you know great blessing will result.
那你就知道那祝福就会临到。
We are disciples of Jesus.
我们是主耶稣基督的门徒。
We need to follow in his footsteps.
我们要跟随他的踪迹。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you again for your word.
天父，我们再次感谢你的话语。
And thank you for the Holy Spirit.
也感谢圣灵。
That he takes the word of God and applies it to our hearts.
他把你的话语，他把神的话语应用到我们每个人的生命当中。
And Lord, I pray this morning that you will move our hearts to hear what you have to say.
主啊，就求你现在来搅动我们的心，以及我们能够听见你的话。
And that as a result, our lives will be blessed.
而且因着这样，我们的生命就得到祝福。
And that we will be able to bless many others as well.
我们也能够成为他人的祝福。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.